Aussies have a long-standing love affair with the automobile. And when the first Holden came off the production line back in 1948, our cars also became part of our national pride.
Holden, you in my Holden, life is simply divine.
Our cars do more than take us from A to B. They're freedom on four wheels. What we drive reflects our personalities, our aspirations, and they even allow us to let out our inner bogan.
Effortless burnout to get things started.
And he is gassing in the Commodore.
The whole area is padded out in a crushed brown velvet with a mosaic mirror on the roof.
Let's take a look under the bonnet.
Operation Burnout will continue over the next few weeks.
A lot of people would like to get their grubby little paws on that car.
Hit the top gear, flat out down the straight.
What it takes to win Bathurst.
And what's your favourite car, Australia?
Hey, Charger.
This is the story of that car that your folks brought home when you were a kid and you climbed all over the back seat. It's the car that you crammed into on those hot summer road trips. It's that model that you saved up for when you were a teenager and the car that you were brought home in from hospital, potentially without being secured properly.
Tuition in safe road habits begins early.
From Kings of the Mountain,
HSV, Clubby,
Gerada, SLR 5000,
to the chariots of our city streets,
Brown, Valiant Charger,
family favourites and suburban heroes,
Mitsubishi Magna, which I call Mori.
I grew up in a fibro house, people drove Datsuns,
and even a few heroic failures.
I think only really somebody with quite a macabre sense of humour can truly appreciate the Capri.
When I got my boat licence, I said, what's it like getting a boat licence? It's like driving a Leyland P76.
This is the story of the people who drove them and the people who rode in them. This is the story of the cars that made Australia. New episodes are out every week from Thursday the 20th of April, and make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Shannons, insurance for motoring enthusiasts.